They have to stand up on the chairs. Mm. It was so big.
Big project. This is only one drawing. Imagine the planetarium.
The directions are north, east, south, and west. In the middle here, right in the middle, there's Mount Meru, which is very, very small.
Okay.
This scale is considered to be 1 centimeter. What is the Yojana correspondence?
The 1/20th of a centimeter.
1/20th of a centimeter is considered, how much does that do? 100,000 yojanas. 1 lakh of yojanas for 1/20th of a centimeter.
Srila Prabhupada, that 1/20th of a centimeter, 1 centimeter is about just the tip of a finger. So 1/20th of this is 100,000 yojanas. Actually, you could not even see Mount Meru on this picture. It is so small that we could not even draw it. It's just a pinpoint.
Mount Meru is in the middle. And then, surrounding Mount Meru is the whole Jambudvip. Jambudvip is 100,000 yojanas, or 800 miles in length and width. Those are the maps we showed you the Divine Grace previously. And surrounding Jambudvip is the salt ocean. Very little pink circle. The South Ocean is the same width as Jambudvip, or 100,000 yojanas. That is 800,000 miles. And it is all around the Jambudvip.
You don't see it.
Here it is, where you can see. Then there is the Saltwater Ocean. Is that the thing here?
No, Bhaktivedanta is the army job. That's the first thing.
Then surrounding Jambudvip. Then there is Plakshadweep, the next dweep up, which is around the South Ocean. There's Plakshadweep. That is twice the size of the width of the South Ocean. That is 200,000 yojanas, or 1,600,000 miles. That is right in the middle.
Actually, you can hardly see it there. It's very small.
And surrounding Plakshadweep is another ocean, the Sugarcane Ocean. That Sugarcane Ocean is the same length as Plakshadweep, or 200,000 yojanas, or 1,600,000 miles. And on each one of these dwipas,
so in each ocean, there are islands?
No, there are oceans.
Simply ocean. Yes.
Now, each one of these dwipas are inhabited by different sons of Maharaj Priyavrata. Maharaj Priyavrata had so many sons, and each one of their sons is
The son is the king, but he is ruling over the ocean?
No, yes. He's ruling over the dweepa.
Yes, he rotated around the Mount Meru.
No,
same time he moved. And then to the sun, mark his wheel, the same oceans were created.
The ocean, yes. But there is no inhabitant.
No.
Simply ocean.
There are no deepas, no islands. Islands are surrounded by oceans. Islands and oceans are surrounded by islands.
So what is this kingdom?
In islands are so big, very big, trying to between the oceans.
Where is the island?
The islands are surrounding the ocean. It goes in a circle, where the whole ocean surrounds one island. And each island is divided by 7 mountains and 7 rivers. And the main sons of Maharaj Priyavrata, they also have sons. And each one of those 7 divisions are being ruled by the 7 grandsons of Maharaj Priyavrata like this.
In other words, Srila Prabhupada, Priyavrata had 7 children, 7 islands. And each one of them had 7 children. So each son of Priyavrata divided his island in 7 parts and was given to one of the grandsons of Priyavrata. We could not show that because it's so small. This is drawn exactly to scale. In order to include all of the Bhumandala, we have to make everything else very small, because as you'll see, most of Bhumandala is made of Aloka Varsa and Loka Loka Mountain. Everything else is very small compared to those two.
Surrounding the sugarcane ocean, there's Shamalipu, where again there's seven divisions of land, seven rivers.
Which cross?
Island and surrounded by ocean. Like that.
Shamalipu is that little purple here, still is very difficult to see. And surrounding Shamalipu is an ocean of liquor. Surasaga, there's an ocean of liquor. Then there's Kushapui.
Which one is that?
No, the red, that little red is
the little red circle in the Surasaga. Then the little green here is the Kushapui. One particular feature of this land is that there's very Kusha grass, which is very, very cooling. It is all over the island. And then there's the Ghee Ocean, which is surrounding Kushapui. That is the dark green. The Ghee Ocean is the yellow color. The Ghee Ocean is surrounding the Kushapui. And past, again, surrounding the Ghee Ocean is Kranchapui. The Kranchapui is 1,600,000 yojanas.
One width.
That means 12,800,000 miles. And it's getting bigger, twice as big as we go further. And past Kranchapui, surrounding Kranchapui is the Milk Ocean. And this Milk Ocean is surrounding the whole Kranchapui. And then again, there's mention that the Svetadvip Ocean is Svetadvip with Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu resides there on White Island. This is the Divine Grace described in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Do you know the flag
is
from the flag?
Is this open?
Yes. Shira is Milk. Shakadvip is surrounding the Milk Ocean. Shakadvip.
What color is it?
Shakadvip, it is green, this green here. Pale green. And Shakadvip is surrounded by a yogurt ocean, Dahi, Dahi Ocean. This is the white here. This yogurt ocean is 3,200,000 yojanas, or 25,600,000 miles of width. Then surrounding this yogurt ocean is Pushkardvip. This is the reddish brown here. Pushkardvip is 6,400,000 yojanas in width, or 51,200,000 miles. And here, in the middle of Pushkardvip, all around, is the Manasota range of mountains, which is situated in the middle, and which has a width of 10,000 yojanas. Now, from the middle of Mount Meru until Pushkardvip, it is calculated to be 15,750,000 yojanas.
We calculated all of
these. This was all calculated according to the Bhagavad. And then, on the four corners, on top of this Manasota range of mountains, the Lokapalas, or Indra, Varuna, Kumara, they are residing in these four corners, guarding the directions of the universe. And past...
What goes on? The most important thing is that on top of that Manasota range...
On top of the Manasota range, if this map would be placed on the ground, and Mount Meru would be like this, and all the oceans going on, the sun, which is, again, 16,000 yojanas above Mount Meru, goes all around Mount Manasota, continuously, every day.
So where does it go? Where does the sun go on that?
The sun will go like this, all around. It will be above. It's constantly going on above, circumambulating the Mount Meru and going just above the Manasota range of mountains. This little brown line, gray line, within the circle is the Manasota range of mountains. And surrounding this Pushkardvip, there is sweet water ocean surrounding all of it. The sweet water ocean is 6,400,000 yojanas, or 51,200,000 miles. And past the Sweetwater Ocean, there's Kanchanabhumi, or a golden land, where everything, this is the land that's described to be just like a mirror, where no living being can be, because it is, as soon as something is dropped there, it disappears. That is very quickly a feature of this land. This land, this golden land, is 15 million 750,000 yojanas. That means that this land here is the width of this land is the same as between Manasotar Mountain and the middle of Mount Meru. It's very scientific like this. It passed this golden land.
We use a calculator to calculate.
Passed this golden land until here is the Loka Mountain, which is the border between this Alokavarsha, the uninhabited land, and these habited lands. This Lokavarsha is considered to be the protective mountain that stops the rays of the sun to go beyond this portion. And it goes very, very high. It is described that it goes higher than Dhruva Loka. So the whole planetary system of Bhumanda is like a big lotus flower with very high, high petals. It's very wonderful.
Which is that Loka?
This is the Loka Mountain.
Just see how much it is. You know, it's like a whole Bhumanda is protected by a huge mountain.
Karaks.
Yes. And only in the very center are these inhabited lands of Bhumanda.
The sun is above that?
Not above Loka. Within.
This would mean, if this would be on the floor, that means Mount Meru would be 84,000 yojanas. Then above Mount Meru, 16,000 yojanas above is the sun. But then, so that the rays of the sun would not penetrate in that land all around, this great mountain, Lokaloka, extends all the way up to Svarga. So it is like a big, big cup, in which in the middle of the cup, in the bottom, there is all of this land, all of this Bhumanda. And past this Loka range of mountains is this Alokavarsha, which is described that there is no living being which can go through there. The only occasion where anyone went through there is when Krishna and Arjuna went to see the Mahavishnu in this spiritual sky. So Krishna with his chakra penetrated to all of these regions, and then he went through all the coverings of the universe and was there. That is the only occasion where anyone went to this land. So this is a general picture of Bhumandala. According
then
to
the sun, above the sun there is moon.
Yes, above the sun there is the moon.
That we have to
see. That is our next
16 lakh miles above the sun there is moon.
So far we have stayed in the Bhumandala. We now this picture covers Bhumandala. We were thinking to do one more, we can do it later on, one more drawing to give it more detail, because the center of Meru and Jambudweep and Salt Ocean are so small on this map you cannot even see it. So we want to blow up one area, like they do on some maps, they show one city bigger than other places because it's important. And after that, our next business is to now go upwards. Now we've gone outward this way, now we have to show the sun, the moon, Saptarishi, everything like that. That'll be very interesting, how the sun's...
Another unique feature of this map that Bhakti Premaraj found about, there is one space which is mentioned by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his commentary. Because the complete diameter from west to east and north to south is considered to be 500 million yojanas. So in order to be able to adjust that, it needs 250 million on each side.
That means 4 billion miles.
4 billion miles.
That I have been there.
Yes,
that was mentioned. The Divine Grace had mentioned this. So the total distance of all of these was coming to about 496. So we understood from the commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti that there is a little space, vacant space, between this vacant land, there is a little dark space between this Alokavarsha and the covering of the universe, which is 1,700,000 yojas on each side of the universe. And Vishwanath Chakravarti explained that the reason for this is that under all the planetary system, there is the eight elephants which are sustaining all the Bhumandala and all the lower planetary system. And if this is touching the side of the universe, then these elephants would have nothing to do. There would be no function for them. Therefore, that is one reason. And another reason he was giving is that when Varaha Avatar lifted the earth, if the Bhumandala is touching the side of the universe, then there's no place to lift it. Therefore, by his calculations, you have given that a very long purport with the original century. according to Jyotirveda, like this, it was mentioned that there is this space between the outer cover of the universe and Alokavarsha, that is the space, so that Varaha could lift up the earth from the garb of that ocean.
So, did Ganyana being given on the above mountain?
I think Srila Prabhupada, you gave that right purport.
In the
four of hearings. So you gave this huge, it says here, therefore to satisfy, it says, however, the technical terms used in the astronomical calculations given by the Jyotirveda are difficult to translate into English. Therefore, to satisfy the reader, we may include the exact Sanskrit statement given by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, which records exact calculations regarding universal affairs. And then you give this huge Sanskrit quotation. And from reading it, Bhakti Premaraj found out that there's space. Due to this purport, we got that information. So it's perfectly put in here. It's very nice. So I think that Sribdhana will be helped by these drawings once the men come. Because he said that they, even though they're scientists, they could not understand this volume. It's been a mystery, practically. And these drawings, one by one, should be able to help in the creation of that planetarium.
Thank you very much.
Now we have to figure out how to preserve these Srila Prabhupada. Pushkar Prabhu was concerned how to preserve these pictures. And we're thinking that maybe they should be mounted on canvas and stretched. That way they can be preserved.
Like map.
Uh-huh. Like a map. Once they're put on canvas, can they be rolled, Krishna?
Yeah. The best thing is to put them on the board and just permanently put them somewhere.
Says the best thing is to mount them on something and then display them somewhere, keep them permanently. That way, stretched out.
Every time you roll it, it gets more and more.
Every time if you have to roll
it. Take one room.
Roll.
And the Gurukul building.
It'll be very interesting. They can use this for teaching.
Explain that.
Right, we can
involve in this picture.
An explanation next to it. This book is the explanation.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how if Krishna has made each universe, it's just like all the fruits. When you get a fruit, it's protected by a skin. This universe is very much protected, first by uninhabited land, then by huge mountains, then by golden land, and then only in the center of these dvipas, where all the inhabitants and all the activities are going on, very much protected.
And they are going to be more. I remember the moon is also like the sun. There is fire blazing, but it is surrounded by a cool atmosphere. Therefore, it is soothing. I think that is the soothing.
How far do they decide to say the moon is? From the earth? How long? I have a
book that says, when I bring this book, it's very, you can see it, yeah. It's
24
lakhs miles, the scientists say?
No.
What does the scientist say?
How far? 2 lakhs.
2 lakhs miles. 250,000 miles. So that means about Yojana's very little, about 30,000
yojanas.
They say the
sun
is
90
kilometers long. Imagine the vision of that frog-like brain.
There, my question. What is called? Telescope.
System according to their medicine. Solar system gives all the calculations. They've calculated how much it weighs on each planet. They've never even been there. They say that each planet has moons. Scientifically, Pluto was discovered only in 1930, and as yet little is known about this remote planet. Pluto is much smaller than Neptune and has a diameter probably about half the size of
Neptune. Probably.
The orbit of Pluto is extremely elliptical, and the day is some 6,109 hours long. There is probably no atmosphere, and there are no known moons.
Probably. Yes, science is probably. Probably it is science, otherwise it is nonsense.
It says here the moon is 238,000 miles, 860 miles from the Earth. It has no atmosphere, no weather, and no wind.
Probably.
No atmosphere.
Everything probably.
It says here there's a thick dust covering and no evidence to suggest that the moon has ever supported life. In that newspaper article, the man who was exposing them said, because they say it is covered by dust, how is it that no dust is shown on the astronauts' suits when they walk around? He says, if there's such a thick dust, then when the rocket landed, it would have made a pocket within that dust. He says, but there's no crater around the rocket. So how is it possible that these things look like that? Because actually they forgot when they were making the stage setting in Arizona, they forgot these points.
What argument your divine great gave in 1971 was that if they went to the moon and they find like rocks, how did they explain the moon is so shiny and gives such a cooling effect? They cannot explain that.
this is the real question that we still have to answer. They pictured the earth round. And we say no. Whole number is like a lotus. It's like this. And the earth is only one part of one island in Bumandla, and it's not realizable for nothing about that. And all the pictures they take of the earth when they go up in their satellites show round. And we're going to tell them that it's not. This is a very tricky question. In other words, if this is a picture of the world, like this, and we said it, we take an airplane from here in Los Angeles, and supposing we go to India, which is here. So there's two ways to go. One way you can go like this, and the other way you can go like that. But if the earth is not a round globe, then how is it sometimes people go from Los Angeles via Hawaii through Japan and into India? So we can't figure this out. We have experience with those of us who have flown, that actually the plane went from Los Angeles to Hawaii to Tokyo to Hong Kong and then to India. But it doesn't work out in our math so far, right? We can't figure it out. This thing has to be very complete in its answers, otherwise everyone will laugh at us. We can't leave any loopholes.
So, are you thinking on me?
Scientists will not agree in many points. Scientists will not agree in many points.
They probably, so many places.
Srimad Bhagavatam describes about Himalaya. Himalaya is 80,000 miles high, 16,000 miles wide, that is covering more than Earth, more area than North Pole. I do not think how many miles is that area from
Himalaya. Yeah, it's not so much.
Not
in other words, Srimad Bhagavatam, the Himalaya mountains are here. According to us, this yellow here is the Himalaya. This is a map showing only mountains. So, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, how long do they stretch?
16,000 miles wide.
So the Himalayas are 16,000 miles wide. 16,000 miles, a huge area. It's beyond this whole area. So, according to the Bhagavatam, this is all Himalayas.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it is coming this side up to Canada. Yes. All the Himalayas and...
So what is your explanation?
And previously there were 9 islands completely divided by the oceans. And they were extended to 8,000 miles each. And now those islands are not found. Only 6 are available here.
And how high is the Himalayan mountains?
18,000 miles.
10,000. 18,000 miles. Here it says that the highest mountain is Mount Everest, 29,000 feet. Not very high. That's about 6 miles. And we are saying 80,000 miles. So they will want to know where to go. How high is Govardhan supposed to be?
Govardhan is a reduced Govardhan
mountain is
cursed by the Rishi Agastya.
Observation. But studies of the paths of earthquake waves, and then it goes on. Their only way they can understand is by direct observation. And that's very limited. Because all the planets will probably form at much the same time. It doesn't sound very like they have very much knowledge, Srila Prabhupada. Everything is probable, maybe. Says that probably all the planets were formed at much the same time from the same great dust cloud. After you create this planetarium, Srila Prabhupada, they'll have to rewrite all of these books. Businesses.
Another book has to be written.
Its name should be Esoteric Geography, or Advanced Geography. And also about history we have to write about. Your Divine Grace will write about advanced history, and there the complete lifetime of Manus and Indra should be given.
According to the modern thinkers, any further back than about 3 or 4 thousand years ago, everybody was living in the caves. Mm-hmm. So they think that all of our books are mythology. Some dreamt up stories by some people, a few.
Yeah, how did that thing be a million to you?
It was all according to mythology.
Yeah, it's like this.
And of course, they said that there were no humans around. Just dust and water and earth. There were no brains.
Only brains have developed now.
Yeah, especially in this century. Before this, everybody else was unintelligent. But now, the man's brain is developing to a higher and higher degree. And you can finally understand what is what. Descriptions, especially this planetarium, will at first meet with a lot of heavy reaction. It is not going to be embraced immediately, very favorably. Chaos in education circles.